Didn't realise you'd need this.
You're all good, mate. You're all good.
Well, thank you for taking the time out to speak to us first, Barney. It's been a long evening for you, but it's been a good evening. Started in fifth, now you're in third. How are you feeling?
Amazing, of course. You know, you've got two of the best players in the world to play against. You know, Gary and then Adrian, you know. And Gary's is our world champion, you know. Last time I had a draw against him. So if you can beat him, even if you were 4-0 down, and then beating him in 7-5, it's an amazing result. So I was really pleased to that. I saw Adrian losing to Dave tonight in the first opening match. So I was thinking, hold on, this is going to be a good night for me, you know. And I was put by Adrian under pressure tonight, and that's what I did, and beating him in 7-2. He beat me 7-1 in the opening night, 140 in average. So it was a bit of payback time, and Adrian's an amazing player. I'm really happy to have a draw against Gary in week 9, and then 5 straight wins after week 9. So I'm really pleased to now have the number 3 position.
I've started to dub you the comeback king, because sometimes you start quite slowly but then go on to win. Is that due to confidence during the match or settling down?
It's a bit weird, you know. In week 8, I was telling myself, Ray, we are not going to give up. Never, ever. I'm not like that. I'm a 5-times world champion. You don't want to relegate. Show the world your class. Show your country you're proud of, you know. And I'll keep on telling myself, I was with my back against the wall, you know. The last night, week 9, playing against the world champion to go ahead or relegate. I had a draw against that night, and then beating Phil, beating Michael, beating Dave, beating Gary, beating Adrian. Wow. Amazing results. I'm not there yet. I still need two good wins against James and against Steven, but I'm really proud of myself. I think Holland is really proud of me, but I think I'm more proud of myself.
You put a lot of your good work down to the management team that you've had this year. How influential have they been?
They are fantastic. Jaco, he's with me every single week. He makes me feel comfortable. He's booking the flights. He's booking the hotels. He's doing all I can ask for. And Bendercock is my manager. He's my friend. He's my sponsor. He tried to do anything which is possible to make me feel right. And I'm really happy with them. You know, everyone, my wife, everyone is behind me. My fans, you know, people on Facebook. Even last week, you know, when I became 48 years of age, my birthday, over 1,000 birthday wishes. Wow, I was feeling like, hold on, you know, everyone's busy with me. Ray, come on, have a good birthday. And I'm happy. I can, for the first time, one of the first times in my life, I can say I'm really proud of myself, because what I've done is not nothing. Because every single week you're playing the best players in the world. And I still show them that I'm still class.
Are you starting to believe that you can now retain this title?
Of course. Last year, Dave must admit, there was a sign when we, Gary, Michael and Phil and myself, we had a picture on the neon light, and it was, what was it saying?
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
We're in the Betway offices.
Yeah, in the Betway offices. And I was looking through the internet and thinking, yeah, why not? Anything is possible. So I beat Phil in the semi-finals, I beat Michael in the final. If you believe in yourself, my grandmother says, anything is possible. If you want to do it, you know. You have to take the effort, you know, you have to take, and you have to tell yourself that anything is possible. And then last year it was an amazing final against Michael, amazing semi-final, and it can be done again. But first thing first, you know, I have to make it to the semis first, and next week James, following week Stephen, so still tough competitors.
Yeah, after the fracas with Gary Anderson, the next game, you composed yourself, you showed experience. Is that the sort of mentality you need to go on and retain the title?
Of course, you leave it behind, you know. Many football matches, you know, they end, someone's got an elbow or someone's got tackled, you know. Not say the referee says yellow card or red card or whatever. Things happened, but tonight, I'm thinking I did never ever nothing wrong. The views from Sky or RTL7 television says nothing at all. So you have to ask Gary. I don't know. I'm not going to give any comment. I know that I'm a fair player, yeah, and I want to win fair and square. I'm not like that. So ask my opponents how I play, and I think you will get a fair answer.
Any more questions? All right, thank you. That's from us. Thank you very much.
Cool. Yeah. We've still got
that
card. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Right, keep some commentary and get to
yeah,
bed, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.